Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is the Sports Criminals March Madness Special. This month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. Today, we're going back to 2015, when an accusation against New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady left him feeling deflated. For more shocking sports events from history, tune in every day to our March Madness Special. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the second quarter of the 2015 AFC Championship, the New England Patriots were beating the Indianapolis Colts 14-0. With 9 minutes left in the half, New England had the ball and was knocking on the door to score again.
After faking a handoff, Tom Brady immediately launched the ball to his favorite target, Rob Gronkowski. But before Gronk could catch the pass, Colts linebacker DeQuell Jackson snatched it in the air for an interception. It was Jackson's first takeaway of the postseason.
Jackson handed the ball to a Colts staff member to put aside as a postgame souvenir. In doing so, he inadvertently started a year-and-a-half-long scandal, because that ball was evidence that the New England Patriots had cheated.
Welcome to Sports Criminals, a Parcast original. This is the 26th episode in our March Madness special. This month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we're going back to 2015 and Deflategate, a scandal that questioned whether the New England Patriots were using underinflated footballs.
Deflating a football gives teams an advantage because it allows for a better grip. And in the rainy conditions of Foxborough, Massachusetts, on the night of January 18th, 2015, a deflated ball would have provided a major upside for an elite passer like Tom Brady.
At halftime of the Pats AFC Championship game against the Colts, the refs tested the 12 balls that had been used during the first two quarters. Some of them didn't meet the 12.5 to 13.5 pounds per square inch threshold. While most were barely off, one was notably deflated.
In the moment, nothing was done to investigate the matter further. The 12 balls were switched out, and the Pats went on to bury the Colts 45-7. But following the game, reports about the deflated balls emerged.
On January 23rd, the NFL announced that it had opened an investigation into the matter. That same day, New England head coach Bill Belichick denied any wrongdoing and said that the team was cooperating with the league.
However, his assurances rang hollow. After all, the Pats were no strangers to cheating.
Back in 2007, the team was caught illegally videotaping its opponent's defensive signals. Known as Spygate, the scandal revealed a systematic cheating operation. Nearly a decade later, it looked as if the Patriots were back to their sneaky ways.
But this cloud of suspicion wasn't enough to keep New England from winning the 2015 Super Bowl. However, all anyone could talk about after the game was the scandal now known as Deflategate.
In May 2015, the NFL finally released its findings on the matter. The report concluded that the Patriots most likely deflated the game balls against the Colts.
However, the most damning revelation was that Tom Brady was likely aware of the whole scheme. Much of this suspicion had to do with Brady refusing to hand over text messages and emails to the NFL. The league also discovered an increase in communication between Brady and the equipment assistants after the news of the deflated balls hit the airwaves.
A few days after the NFL's report dropped, the league announced that New England would be fined $1 million, lose two draft picks, and that Brady was suspended for four games.
Although the Patriots' owner accepted the punishment, Brady tried to fight his suspension. He held off the NFL for the 2015 season, but on April 25, 2016, the league's decision was upheld.
Ultimately, it didn't matter. The Pats went on to win that season's Super Bowl, Brady's fifth overall.
As the confetti rained down on them once again, Brady and his team proved an old proverb wrong. In their case, cheaters do prosper.
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow with next year's scandal.
You can catch our other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.